Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. So thrilled that you're here with us today on the broadcast as we are just moving right through the month of November, the month of gratitude and thanks. In fact, our guest today on the program is a lady that I had the distinct pleasure of meeting through the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. And with her involvement, I said, I would love to give you a voice, an opportunity to share your messaging and mission with our listeners at large throughout the Treasure Coast region. So if you haven't heard of the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, I'm the founder. We have three luncheons each and every month, the first Tuesday in Port St. Lucie at Tutto Fresco, the second Friday of each month in Vero Beach at the Crab Stop on Royal Palm Point, and the third Wednesday of each month, which means next week in Stuart at Michelina's off of US 1. So still time to reserve your seat for that. TCPremierWomen'sNetwork.com. Not only is there a calendar with links to reserve your ticket for lunch, and that's it. That's the only cost that is the cost of lunch. But there is an opportunity for $50 a year to be part of the directory. And you can find Kristen West, our executive director of Hands and Feet, on that directory. Darling, I am thrilled that you're here on the show today. Would you kindly give our listeners a little recap of just what it is Hands and Feet is able to accomplish here in the Treasure Coast?
Yes, thanks for having us. We, the Hands and Feet, we serve the child welfare community. So children who are coming into foster care, whether they're being placed with a foster family or they're being placed with a relative caregiver, we provide all the essential items that they need, clothes, shoes, diapers, cribs. We deliver that to their door within 48 hours of getting a referral, kind of like DoorDash for foster families.
Well, I love that analogy, Kristen. That is really putting it in terms where folks can understand. So where and how does the referral get to you?
So we work a lot with child protective investigators. So when they have a case, they would put in a referral to us. We work with placement agencies. We work with case managers. So anyone that deals, we can take a referral. So that's kind of how we get them. And we work with them and handle their trainings so that they know who we are and what we do.
That is very interesting. And the number of kids in care for the Treasure Coast, do you have a rough number?
I do. So as of the end of August, there were about 499 children in care.
Wow.
On the Treasure Coast, all four counties of the Treasure Coast.
And since you're able to get the referral, you know about the need, you have an idea of the items that are needed to make this transition a little smoother for all intents and purposes, how is it that that training transpires? How do you serve them after that initial DoorDash delivery of items?
So we don't provide actual services, but what we do is for kinship families, being someone that knew the child, whether they're a relative or a friend of the family who takes a child in, we serve them once a quarter. So every 3 months, they can come back to us and say, hey, this child's growing like a weed. I need a next size up car seat, or I need more clothes and shoes. And so we provide those to them. We also have events throughout the year so that, you know, they can come in and shop for their children for Christmas, the kids in their care and things like that.
Aw. So then being that you're really providing a number of items, I would assume you look to the community as a whole to help ensure that you have enough of these items to be able to gift?
We do. So we look to the community through our social media. We have Instagram and a Facebook page, and we share the stories. The community needs to know what's happening right in their backyard. And so on our social media pages, we share the stories. There's no identifying information because there shouldn't be, because these are the children's stories.
Right.
But we share what we can so that everybody knows, and we will make an Amazon wish list, and we put the wish list out there for people to purchase things for that child. We do have resource centers where we have gently used clothing and shoes and baby gear that's donated to our organization, and we will go there first. But if we don't have it, then we make sure that they have it.
Wow. And where are those outlets for folks that are listening and thinking, man, I have several gently loved items that I would love to be able to gift? How can they arrange for that delivery?
So if they go right onto our website, then they would be able to see all of our drop-off locations. And then once it's dropped off, then we have volunteers that go through and sort through everything and get it organized so that when a referral does come in, it can be quickly pulled and taken to that family and to that child.
That is exciting. Can you share that website with our listeners?
Yes, it's www.handsandfeetfl.com.
And are there other events or ways that one can get involved aside from going on to the social media and website and looking at Amazon wish lists or areas for donation of gently loved items?
Absolutely. We're always looking for transporters, being when we receive a referral, we have a turnaround time of 48 hours, and we depend heavily on our volunteers to pick up those items once they are gathered and deliver it straight to the family's doors. All of those volunteers are background checked, and they just go through the screening process, pick up the items, and drop it right off to them. We also need help going through the donations that we receive. We're very picky about the quality that the children receive, and so we sort through quality, and then we sort size and gender and get it all organized to go out.
And what is the age range of the children? I mean, they could be small, right on up to teens, correct?
That's right. Newborn all the way up to 18. Mm-hmm.
That's
so powerful.
We also
serve aged out youth. So we do serve older, young adults who have been in the foster care system. They've aged out and they still don't have family. They still need resources. We have a special program just for them. And so we even go up into the early 20s sometimes, depending on the case.
Oh, wow. And through your volunteers that help with the donations and the sorting, the messaging for those kids that are aging out is there so they know if it's a great fallback plan if they needed something, correct?
It is. We want them to know the community stands behind them. It's not their fault they're in foster care or that they grew up in foster care. And they need to know that they have a community where they live, that loves them and supports them and is there for them.
Now, I have to admit, when you first started coming to the luncheon and I had the opportunity of reviewing your directory listing and sharing it on our social media platform with the ladies of the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network Facebook group, which is over 3,000 ladies strong, I was so intrigued. Can you give us just a little bit about the history of Hands and Feet when you all were established?
Absolutely. So we were established just July of 2021. We're a new organization. Our founder was in Palm Beach County. She was a foster parent who closed her home and just couldn't walk away. She knew what it's like when you take in a foster family or a foster child. 2 weeks after she launched in Palm Beach County, as a foster parent myself, I knew we needed that here on the Treasure Coast. You know, and so when you take a child into your home, not only do you have to find daycares and schools and doctors, and you have all these new people coming in and out with the child welfare workers, but you have an actual child who has huge emotions. Mm-hmm. And to have to then go out and look for underwear and socks and clothes and diapers for that child, we get to take that off of them and off of their plate. We've been there. We both are foster adoptive moms ourselves, and we just knew the need was high.
Wow. You know, that was just so eloquently explained because I can only imagine what that, especially on behalf of the child, you know, how they're feeling. They're obviously not excited per se, right? They've just been uprooted. So You're right. What a nice way of helping to allocate the time, one-on-one time versus you know, let's make it to the local store and try. That makes perfect sense. It really does. So the wish lists that are posted, everything is selected and then ultimately just delivered to one of your relocation centers. People aren't ordering and it's being sent to an individual family right off the bat, right? It's going to your place for proper sorting and allocating.
So the wish list is child specific.
Okay.
And so there's a way with Amazon when you do a wish list that I can, for instance, title it sibling set of three. And so when a person, an individual goes on to our wish list and they go to purchase that, the only thing they will see is sibling set of three. They will not see an address. They will see no names. They will see nothing. There's no identifiable information at all.
Mm.
And so because of that, because we're able to do that, those Amazon items are shipped directly to the family, which just gets it there all the faster.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, and my obviously helping to run a moving and storage company, I was thinking of the logistics. That is brilliant. I just love it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Kristen West. She's the executive director of Hands and Feet, helping serve nearly 500 kids in the Treasure Coast that are just hours, days into the process of needing to be in a foster situation and providing some much needed items and accessories so that these children and foster families can have an easier time in bridging the gap of this transition and getting them as stable as quickly as possible. It's very exciting. One more time with the website, if you could, please, Kristen.
Yeah, www.handsfl.com.
So we were just talking about the ladies' lunch in addition to Hands and Feet, and I'd like to give a shout-out to a couple of sponsors, and then we'll go on a quick commercial break and circle back with just a couple of good ways that you can help to get involved and make an impact, especially as we get ready to roll into the holidays for these kids here in the Treasure Coast that are happening to be in the situation where they're in this foster care program and of course, wanting to make this holiday as special for them as possible. Shout out to our team over at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. That's right. As we come into the holidays, you might know of someone who's making some decisions to potentially sell or buy in the new year. It's not too early to start that process and get a free estimate at White Glove. Interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. We bring folks both into and out of Florida, though we are locally headquartered, and we do as much or as little as they need, including full service packing, unpacking, picture hanging, and total installation of furniture, shelves, and more. White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, A-plus rated, headquartered in the Treasure Coast. Proud to be A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau and hopefully your go-to mover dedicated to this community. Also, a shout-out to our friends at Foxy Nails with two locations, one in Vero by the Fresh Market Plaza, the second off of Seaway Drive on South Hutchinson Island in Fort Pierce, open 7 days a week. Foxy Nails are true nail artists. And as we mentioned about the holidays, what a great gift to give to someone who obviously has everything or just enjoys being pampered. And they do so much more than manicures and pedicures. There's waxing, there's lash extensions, there's cool little kid chairs, or you could do little bridal parties and more. They really make it fun and accessible and at great rates. And then, of course, treasurecoast.com. If you go to their website, it's over 80,000 unique views. And just like our friends at Hands and Feet, they can post upcoming events or requests like for holiday give back by utilizing the free calendar. So whether you're for-profit or a not-for-profit, treasurecoast.com makes it easy for you to be found and share any specials, events, or other updates that you'd like to share with the region. And they have so much more as far as beach closures, road closures, and updates, as well as local holiday gift giving. treasurecoast.com is also one of the premier sponsors, media sponsors for Brewfest last week in downtown Stewart. And hats off to Katie Bourgeois and her entire team of volunteers and sponsors. Myself, White Glove Moving and Storage was there. I had my team from summer over at Vintage Magnolia with their cool portable photo booth. We captured memories, sampled brews from over 40 different breweries, and it was just really incredible raising funds for three different nonprofits throughout the region. So treasurecoast.com, they really embrace giving back to the community. So there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
For those tired of staring at laundry as it piles up, the answer is usually putting it off as long as possible. For most, there's not just another minute to squeeze into a day to get the laundry done. Sunshine Laundries can help. This is Tom Rhodes, owner of Sunshine Laundries, with a reminder that five of our locations offer drop-off service. We'll wash, dry, and fold. For locations and hours, we're at sunshinelaundries.com and with laundromats all along the Treasure Coast.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607.
A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Sunshine Furniture brightens up your day.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats, and chairs, including lots of slipcover styles from Universal, Four Seasons, and Capri. We also have a gallery of Tommy Bahama and Lexington with styles designed for a relaxed approach to the finer things in life. We're having a fall sale with lots of great markdowns, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet and closeout store directly across the street and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Have a sunshine day.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. The Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. What a beautiful and special region it is indeed. Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin Counties. And when we are chatting now with Kristen West, Executive Director of Hands and Feet with the Treasure Coast, that's also encompassing Okeechobee County to make up the four counties that you serve, correct?
That's correct.
And so if you would, I know some people are just kind of getting in and out of their vehicle, and we're coming into the Thanksgiving holiday just about a week or so out. And we want people to, if they're feeling fortunate and blessed, to be able to have easy access for giving. And if you could just quickly recap the mission of Hands and Feet and how folks can find you all and try and help bring a little bit more comfort to these kids and families as they transition, it would be wonderful.
Absolutely. So the hands and feet, we serve children who are in the child welfare system. When they come into the system, they have nothing. Imagine a 13-year-old whose world was just turned upside down. She was removed from her home. Everything she owned was left behind. She goes to school the next day from a stranger's home, mortified that everyone knows her business. Mm-hmm. With the hands and feet, we're able to go and we're able to give her the clothes that she needs. The clothes that she, the shoes that put on her feet. So then when she walks into school, she doesn't look like her whole world. And so to us, it's clothing. And we think, oh, it's just clothes. But to a teenager who just lost everything, sometimes it's a difference of dignity or not. And so, and that's what the hands and feet does. We deliver the essential items that these children need so that the people who are caring for them can help them heal, can help them to start to move beyond what's going on. And hopefully their families are healing in the process and they can be reunified. But in the meantime, they need simple things that we all take for granted. A toothbrush, a hairbrush, the right hair products, shoes. And that's where the hands and feet comes in. And while the caregivers are focusing on the emotional needs of the child and the physical needs, we are focusing on the tangible needs.
Really well said. And one more time with your website, because that is where they're going to find the ability to complete some of the Amazon wish list, which is completely anonymous, that it goes directly to that family that's in need, as well as locations for where folks can bring some gently loved items for delivery. Can you share once more that website?
Absolutely. It's www.handsandfeetfl.com.
And I would feel that for the most part, you've done an incredible job of really reaching out to these various outlets that are able to provide you the referrals. Are you still looking for referral connections as people are listening?
Yes, we're always here for anyone who needs us. We serve anyone with a child welfare case. It could be a biological parent who it might not be an abusive situation, but it's an environmental one. And we want to make sure that they have what they need so that their family can thrive and move beyond this point in their life. It can be, you know, a caregiver. It can be, you know, a guardian ad litem or anyone who knows. So that's the only stipulation we have is that it's some sort of DCF case.
I see. And of course, with the good work that Deb Butler is doing with the new advocacy center, I'm sure that there's going to be an easy resource. You know, it's by having things under one roof, so much more can get done when we're not just bouncing all around. And then to have partners like you all to make that transition just that much easier, it's going to make a world of difference for these children and for these strong foster families that are willing to step up to the plate. And I know that there's just never enough of those around either.
Oh, absolutely not. And if anyone has any questions, they can always contact me. And I'm so happy to answer them, whether it be through hands and feet or as an experienced foster family myself.
Very good. Kristen West, once again, Executive Director of Hands and Feet of the Treasure Coast. Thank you for what you do and for being on today's broadcast. And we're going to help share that message. Speaking of sharing messages, how about if you want to look fabulous and fresh for the holiday season, True Colors Salon and Spa can help you with that. Hair, nails, skin, massage, you name it. Gift certificates, customizable. They are available. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. I'm telling you, anyone that I've sent their way, they love that they can try something new and get it tweaked if they want it or just fall in love with it right away. So True Colors Salon and Spa, located on Old Dixie and Vero Beach, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, over 6,000 square feet. You will love them as much as I do. And Caliber Home Loans, Home Loans of the Treasure Coast, they've done some restructuring within their group, but the brand is strong. Their local connections, their local appraisers, and the quality of the mortgage is still strong. So Caliber Home Loans, with offices throughout the Treasure Coast, they would love to set up for a complimentary consultation and help you get in the home of your dreams, whether you're upsizing or downsizing. It is the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Until next week, cheers.